Imagine you have a neighbor that lives next door to you. This neighbor tends to annoy you with their kindness. He's so kind to you and everyone else in the neighborhood to the point that it makes you and everyone sick. So sick that you try your hardest to avoid him. This neighbor loves to put on dinners at his home, lavish, extravagant dinners, sparing no expense whatsoever. And he always invites everyone in the neighborhood and leaves no one out, yourself included. You and everyone else have every excuse under the sun not to go. And this continues over time. And then one day you realize that neither you nor anyone else in the neighborhood have gotten invited to the neighbor's house for even a cup of coffee in quite some time. You begin to notice that strangers, people that are not from the neighborhood, are constantly at the neighbor's home for those extravagant, lavish dinners you and everyone else constantly refuse to go to. Then you begin to miss those invitations and realize that you've said no one too many times. Thus far, our Lord has used the parables we have previously heard to explain certain features of the kingdom of God. In this parable, he explains the kingdom of God itself. The king is God, who loves mankind so much that he desires that all come to experience salvation and eternal life with him. Those of you who are old enough to remember the old Baltimore Catechism will recall the question, why did God make us? To which the answer is, to know, to love, and to serve him in this life, that we may be happy with him forever in the next. You didn't think I remember that, did you? They don't call me an old soul for nothing. The banquet is the kingdom of heaven, to which God invites us continually by his call to conversion and acceptance of the faith. The fathers of the early church seem to agree in seeing the first ones invited to the banquet to symbolize the Jewish people and the Pharisees, the chief priests and the elders. And then the ones that were invited off the streets, the bad and the good, to be the Gentiles. In the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul and Barnabas preached in reference to the Jews that it was necessary to have the word of God spoken first to you. Since you thrust it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. The Jews, blinded by indifference, hostility, and jealousy, maliciously reject God's loving call to eternal life and are therefore standing condemned. The Gentiles, however, who must also respond to God's call, do so with great joy. Therefore, we read further on in the Acts of the Apostles that when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of God, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. How often do we ourselves reject God's invitation to be in relationship with him? We come up with all kinds of excuses not to pray. We find every excuse under the sun not to come to Mass, to put off coming to the sacrament of confession. Or worse, we come to the confessional with no sincere repentance and resolve to amend our lives. We come to Mass holding some kind of animosity in our heart toward any of our brethren. Or we go through life as if God is going to automatically let us into heaven regardless of how sinful we are. Now, if we're stupid enough to think that it works that way, we're going to be in for a very rude disappointment. Make no mistake, the fate of our immortal souls relies heavily on what we say and how we live in service to God and to each other. We cannot say one thing and do another. For anyone who says he loves God, as St. John writes, yet hates his brother, is a liar. And he does not have the love of God in him. In this life, the Lord is continually calling us from slavery to sin to the true freedom that only his sons and daughters enjoy. But again, make no mistake, once we die, that is it. There is no more opportunity for conversion and repentance. For God does not put a gun to our heads and say, follow me or die. He respects the gift of free will that he himself has given us. So we are free to either accept the Lord's invitation to eternal life in the kingdom, or we can reject it and merit eternal damnation. So just like Moses, I place before you life and death. Choose. But I strongly advise you to choose wisely, for the eternal destination of our souls depend on it.